This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon has been arrested. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Bannon and three others are accused of ripping off donors in an online fundraising scheme called We Build the Wall. The indictments were unsealed in Manhattan federal court. Prosecutors say the scheme raised more than $25 million to build a wall along the southern border. The indictment says it involved fake invoices and sham vendor arrangements. The project mentioned was for 3 miles of fence post in South Texas. It was ultimately built and largely funded by Fisher Industries. President Trump recently criticized that section of the wall after it showed signs of erosion. Bannon was pushed out of his White House job 3 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
At the White House, during a meeting in the Oval Office, President Trump sought to distance himself from Bannon, saying he hadn't had much to do with him for several years.
I thought that was a project that was being done for showboating reasons. I don't know that he was in charge. I didn't know any of the other people either. But it's sad. It's very sad.
At one time, Bannon served as the CEO of President Trump's 2016 campaign. A federal judge on Thursday cleared the way for Manhattan's top prosecutor to get President Donald Trump's tax returns, rejecting a last-ditch attempt by Trump's lawyers to block a subpoena issued to his accounting firm. At the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the decision, saying it is an ongoing part of a witch hunt.
Where people want to examine every deal you've ever done to see if they can find that there's a comma out of place. No president has ever had to go through this. The Supreme Court shouldn't have allowed this to happen.
The Supreme Court had returned the case to give Trump's lawyers a chance to raise other concerns about the subpoena issued by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, Jr. This is VOA News.